Yes, it was a huge honour. My daughter is actually plays on the team with me, and she said, I must have said about six times on behalf of Belvedere, because as you know, hockey is a team game, and that my name was on the award was brilliant, and thank you so much, and I'm delighted, but it's for Belvedere Hockey.
Brilliant. And Joe, come in there, coming from the coaching and management side of it here today. You must have been thrilled after the season being so successful to get the award, then it's real icing on the cake.
Oh, absolutely. It's been absolutely amazing. They're a great bunch, you see. And I think the important part for me is that they're all such good friends. And it just makes life very easy for me. So, like, just they all turn up to training when they're asked. They do exactly what they're asked on the pitch. So they do all the work. I just organise them. That's it, really.
Fair play. Like, Gillian, when you look at the season, I mean, it's no surprise you win an award like this, because you got the treble. It was brilliant.
We did. I suppose this team has been together for 3 years now, and some of them were very young when they started, and some of them were a bit older, myself. But it's the culmination of 3 years' hard work now that led to us this year. We were close last year, but this year, and that old saying that winning is a habit, that really, really applied this year, because we got a taste of it and there was a hunger there and people wanted to turn up and people were fighting for places, but in a nice way. Mm. And the one thing, I've played on many teams, but there's never a cross word on the pitch between the players. It's all encouragement, and I think that is what resulted in the wins that we got and in the cups that we won this year.
Yeah, Joe, unbeaten in all competitions, so the win and momentum that Gillian talks about. Would say, at what stage in the season did you kind of look at this and go, this has turned into something very significant here?
I tell you, just to go back to the previous year, you see, I think the structure this year of the league was a bit better for us, because what happened the previous year was they split the league in two, right? And we just missed out on finishing in the top half of the league last year. Mm-hmm. And we kind of lost a bit of momentum then towards the end of the season, because the matches weren't as competitive, because we were kind of in the group with the weaker teams. But what I think what turned everything for us was last year we played in the 1B Cup final down in Garrydough, and Blackrock beat us on penalties, right? We were actually winning 3-2 with 30 seconds to go, and we conceded a goal, and then we lost out on penalties. But I think it just kind of, it was a big wake up call for all of them. They all got a taste of it. We were nearly there.
Yeah.
And then just to lose out by that little bit. So we kind of, that was actually our last game of the season. And I said to myself, you know, what are we going to do to get it going? So we ran a kind of an internal club tournament outside, and everybody took part in it. And it kind of finished the season on a high for us. So we got started in middle of August this year, or last year, and then we just kind of hit the ground running, and we won. I think what started for us, we won our first game 9-0. Now, I think we were probably better prepared than a lot of teams, because we started back in August and we played about 4 or 5 friendlies, so we kind of hit the ground running, and then we played Tipperary in our first game, and I mean, to get a 9-0 start is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And it just took off from that. And like Gillian said, winning is a habit.
Yeah, and Gillian, they say you have to lose one before you can win one. And you definitely, sounds by the sound of things, harness that disappointment.
Yes, I don't think I've ever, I was quite mature at that stage, and I actually, it was the closest I was to tears ever at losing a match. And it really, it hurt. And I think that any time we because obviously in matches you go down, and at half time, if we were down in a match this season, it was, can you remember how we felt at the end of that match in Blackrock? Do you want to feel that way? And I think that hunger was what drove us on then. There was matches we were down 1-0 and we came back to win 2-1, where we would have been happy to take a draw. There was one particular match where we would have been happy to take a draw, and to walk off that pitch having won was just, that was brilliant.
And Gillian, if that game of Blackrock was a real low the previous season, where is the big high this season in all that success?
Well, I suppose what was brilliant in one way was Blackrock, who had beaten us in the 1B Cup, had also won that Irish Challenge Trophy last year, and we were drawn against them in our first round of the Irish Challenge Trophy this year, and we beat them. So we beat the holders in our first match. So there was a small little bit of revenge. I'm sure they're out for our blood as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's great. There's a good bit of competition around. We would have played last year. Joe said about the way this league split. Cork Wanderers, we ended up playing them 3 or 4 times last year. So, Joe, it's great. It's great. We're going to have a much harder season now next year. We know that because we're going up to Division 1. But we have to enjoy the season that we've done. But we have to park it as well. And we have to move on and focus on what's coming ahead next year.
It's a real attitude of champions. Before we talk about next season, just a word on Brian and Colette alongside you, Joe, as well, and the coaching structure.
I tell you, like, to me, organisation is the main, is our big plus this year, right? And in fairness, so Colette does a fantastic job. Colette texts everybody on a Sunday night, right? And I know on a Sunday evening who's available for training on a Tuesday, who's available for Thursday, and who's available for the game at the following weekend, right? So I can organise my training sessions to suit that. And just having that job done alone, like, we'd be lost. We would be lost without Colette. Colette's amazing. And then Brian comes out of a Thursday evening. I do Tuesdays and Thursdays, and Brian does a Tuesday evening. But we're like, I reckon winning. You know, you're saying winning becomes a habit, and we're kind of probably creatures of habit ourselves. Like, we do the same thing before every match. Mm. We do the same things, you know.
If it's not broke, don't fix it. It works for us.
Like we meet, you know, good hour, hour and a quarter before the match. We have our team talk, whatever. We leave the dressing room then, and we leave the girls on their own for 10 minutes, and they come out onto the pitch together. And then Brian takes the warm up all the time. Brian does the warm up for the girls, and Ned, our chairman, does the warm up for Jill Inch, for the goalkeeper. So it means that all the outfield players are working together for the warm-up, and Julian is working on her own with Ned, and it gives me a chance then to go around to people individually before the game starts. So it's a system that has worked for us, and we haven't changed from it. Now we're in for a big big wake-up call next year. I guarantee you that. Like, it's going to be different next year.
And I asked Gillian, so where was your season high in all that you did this season?
My season high? I think Gillian walking onto the bus with the Irish Cup. Winning all three was high, but I tell you, we got a big kick in the backside in our league game the week before the 1B Cup final. Before we played Blackrock again in the 1B Cup final above in Harlequins, and we played them the previous Sunday, right, in the league game, and all we needed was a draw to win the league, and we had two more games in reserve, but, like, you know, we wanted to get the job done before the cup final.
Yeah.
And I was, the match probably meant nothing to them. Well, it obviously did. With the way they played. Yeah. But at the time, I kind of was saying to the girls, look, I don't know what kind of a Blackrock team are going to come out here today, but they gave us the kick up the backside that we needed, because we played them, we drew 1-1, and we won the league, and everybody came off the pitch disappointed. Yeah. And I said, Julie Mac, was this? They were just disappointed that we didn't win.
Yeah, that's
and then,
the attitude.
And then
yeah.
we went up the following Friday, which was Paddy's Day, up to Harlequins. And we just blew them away. Like, you know, we were 2-0 at half time.
Perfectly set up. Like,
they did us a favour, and it was the best thing ever.
Yeah,
it was the best.
Yeah.
And
I'd love to
then,
hear that. I'd say.
I actually met one or two of them since, and I said to them, "Lads, you did us such a favour." And then we were able to use it again as a motivation factor again, because, like, playing them again in the cup final, having been beaten by them the previous year. They're all the pluses, like, and then just remind the lads, remember what happened last Sunday, and we just went out and we were two up after 20 minutes, could have gone 3-0, and then they scored to make it 2-1, and there was about 20 minutes left, and what did we do? We went up and we scored straight away, so 3-1, and then we just closed it out after.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Like, I have to say, like, winning the Irish Cup is a serious fight, but that beating them in that cup final after the disappointment last year was a serious high for us.
When you talk about now that low, we had won the league. We were going up to Division 1, which is what we wanted. And because we'd only drawn the match, it was literally. And I think it was at the back of all our minds, it was, how are we going to gear ourselves up? What are we going to do to actually beat them and win the cup next week? Yeah. And then the other thing is, when we used to go to the Irish Challenge in advance of those, we'd have our training on a Thursday night. So we'd train from 7 to 8 and then we'd go for a cup of coffee or tea somewhere. We'd rent a room. Yeah. And Ned, we've spoken about him, Ned Murphy, his two daughters were on the team as well, but he's come and he's to talk to us and give us a motivational speech and just say the club are proud. But that, the day before the Irish Hockey Cup Challenge, he just said, I want you all to close your eyes, and he said, I want you to picture the bus doors closing in Dublin, And at that stage, we had the 1B cup. And he said, just imagine having the two cups. And have a picture of the bust, of the doors closing and the two cups.
And it's something that it definitely struck a chord with all of them. And it just got the message home. But I think as well, I think we kind of surprised the girls as well with, we decided that because we were playing Wexford in the final and it was a colour clash, right? And we were considered, I think we were the away team.
We were the away team,
so we had to wear, we couldn't wear our green jerseys. So we have a spare set of club jerseys which are red. So what we did on the night then, we said to them, we're all going up to the hotel again and we're going to give you your jerseys for the match and whatever. But what we did as well, we were after getting, I did a bit of work around, basically a bit of sponsorship. So we had a nice set of green jackets made up for them with the kind of inscription for the Irish Cup final, and we got them headbands as well. So we kind of, it was like a presentation of your jersey on the night as well, and it just kind of lifted everybody in, So, but it was an amazing day. It was a bit of a struggle getting there. All right, we got caught in traffic. Remember, we were afraid in case we were going to be late, but we did it right. We got onto the bus. We left Ballincollig at 10 o'clock in the morning. And we made a conscious decision that there was going to be no hockey talk until we got to the ground. So we went off up, we stopped in the Green Isle Hotel, had a bit of grub, kept it nice and relaxed, and then we got out to UCD, and then we had the hour before the match, and we did our usual trick again, and it worked.
Brilliant.
But the most frightening part for us was, we were one up, right, and the clock on the in Belfield.
Don't tell me
it showed zero. And the umpire, for some reason, now they were actually attacking us at that stage, right? And the umpire, for some reason, went over to there's a technical delegate on the side, and he does the official timing, and he said there's actually 10 seconds left in the match. And we were there. It was the longest 10 seconds of my life. But yeah. I remember when the hooter went at the end, it was amazing. And especially, we brought a busload of kids up as well on the day. And they were all in the stand, and there was club colours, and everybody painted out. It was a fantastic occasion for the club.
I suppose
it's brilliant.
Going back to Belvedere and the actual hockey club, there's a huge underage, and in the team, in the squad, actually, there is only three players who didn't start their hockey with Belvedere underage.
Yeah,
I'm the only one who actually didn't start my hockey at all with Belvedere. The other two, Jordana and Anne, would have started at a later stage, but the rest of them have come through the underage, so they're used to playing together. They're playing together. We found a photograph, I think it was 9 years ago, and there was seven or eight of the squad were in that photograph.
Brilliant.
So they've all come up together, and it's that kind of family.
Yeah, it makes it more of a club achievement.
It does.
Even
it
more.
Does.
Yeah.
Because Ned, I remember Ned saying it to them on the night he made his speech before, on the Thursday night before the cup final, and he said he kind of mentioned to them that there was, I think, seven of that group. He had brought them up on a kind of, to a mini hockey tournament above, and it was played above in Belfield, and he said he remember saying to them, someday you could all be up here now playing in the Irish Cup final, and it worked for them. But what we've got to realise now, is that we won the Irish Cup at the level we were playing at.
Yeah.
We're now going up a higher level again. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a big test for us next year. Big test.
And so that's it, Gillian, now. I mean, you've already said, you enjoy the season, you park it, a very professional attitude by the sounds of things, as you look to the higher level now and what next season will bring. How do you think you'll do?
It's going to be much tougher. I mean, we are realistic. We know we're going to be up against it. We're going to be the team, as all teams are who are promoted. You're always the team that teams are going to target, because you are the weaker, you're used to playing at a weaker league. But I think everybody is up for it. We're kind of doing a little bit of running and
there's a pre-season,
plan in
there's
place.
A pre-season plan in place.
That reminds you all, if you're not doing your pre-season plan, you better start But there is a focus, and the main thing with us is, because they're such a young team, it's to try and keep them together. I mean, you have people who are going, like one of the girls is going off to university in America, which is fantastic, and she's dead right. I wish I could go. But there's always people coming in, and the way that it works, because there are four adult teams, all the players are being watched all the way. And to be fair, Joe goes out and he does the morning training as well, the juvenile training. So, and they start playing, start playing quite young. They start playing in the adult leagues, and that brings them on. So there's plenty of players, hopefully, to fill it. And I think the success has meant that more people are interested in the club, are more aware of the club. I suppose a lot of where I am living, out this side of the city, out towards Ballincollig, and a lot of the local schools weren't even really aware that there was an adult hockey team in Belvedere, and that they were doing kids hockey as well. So hopefully that'll bring more numbers to the club next season.
Because Jordana, who scored the winning goal for us in the cup final. She's a teacher up in
Ballinora.
And there's about four or five of the girls on the team would be ex-Ballinora. So they brought the cups up to the school and they did a big promotion up there, and apparently the principal was very kind of receptive of the whole
thing. Absolutely.
And so it's kind of spreading the word a bit. But I think, like, next year is so important for us. I think it's important for hockey in Munster as well that we stay up, you know what I mean? I think we'll... I'm targeting a mid-table finish next year. Like, there's probably, again, like, there's three teams which I think we definitely are capable of beating. Like, we played a couple of friendlies against some of the senior teams earlier this year, and we did well against them. So I'm targeting three teams there, like, this year, and I would like home and away win against these three teams would be a mid-table finish for us, and a mid-table finish for us would be perfect. It's about another 3-year plan now for us to go to the next phase, but it's getting the younger people to understand that you're going to be losing. Like, we have to put our hand up and admit it. We're going to be losing matches.
But don't get too down about it.
And it's a case of, like, you know yourself, everybody's bursting with enthusiasm when you're winning. Yeah. It's a good sign of a team is when you pick yourself up when you're kind of. But I think they're all interested. They're all young, and we've got our two or three.
And in fairness, when a team is newly promoted, they are coming from a very good place.
Absolutely.
I suppose that is key for you know, just, I suppose, kind of keeping that disappointment, keeping it a hold
it's,
on it.
It's just it's just to keep them focused. And again, it's all about how you start. I mean, what I would hope now is that, like, UCC are going to be the team to beat next year again. Like they have an unbelievable pick, like, whatever. Mm. But, like, hopefully that our first league match might be against team that you said you give yourself a chance against, and it's all about who you start, you know. So, but I think we'll be okay. Like, we will be okay, but it's just getting them to understand that you're not going to be winning three cups next year. Like,
and it ain't
going to happen. Like, yeah, you know what I mean.
Well, look, continue to enjoy all you achieved last season. Again, congratulations on the Southside and District Sports Award, Gillian and Joe. Thank you for coming into studio, and best of luck next season.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Lisa. Thanks a million. Cheers.
Thank you.